I just bought a house. Anyone who has been through this process knows the forest of paperwork requiring signatures, the offers, counteroffers, and counters to the counter, not to mention reports, advisories, disclosures, and notices. Mostly boilerplate, I was reassured. Just sign. But in the middle of signing and dating one evening, I stopped. There before me was a deed to our property, dated February 8, 1934. And there, below the lot identification, were the property restrictions. Number one, that the second party or the second party's heirs or assigns shall not at any time sell, lease, or rent, or in any way convey said property to any person or persons of the African, Mongolian, or other Asiatic race. I forget what number two was. And stamped in the middle of the page were the signature lines asking me to indicate received, reviewed, and approved. Approved? Seriously? Did I mention that I'm Korean? Despite the partially legible disclaimer stamped at the top, discrimination on the basis of race is not valid in the state of California, I was not inclined to sign. I asked my boyfriend, emailed my realtor, called my title agent. Why did I have to sign? They patiently explained that I was only acknowledging receipt of the document and its hasty rubber stamp. I could hear the sympathetic head shaking at old-time racism in their voices. I could also hear the undertone. This is not a big deal. It's in the past. Just sign it. None of them, not my white realtor, not the white title agent, not even my white boyfriend, understood that one moment I was a qualified homebuyer, scanning and signing boilerplate documents, and the next I was an Asiatic, unqualified even to rent. And now I was an inconvenient speed bump, slowing down the sign and seal process. I realized then that I wasn't just buying a house. I was buying a white house in a white community, in which privilege manifests as incredulity that anyone would react to racism personally. Because, after all, isn't racism in the past? With a perspective, I'm Allison Park.